Well, greetings everyone and welcome to the Law Hour and Editorial Review. The Law Hour is sponsored by the Gordon Law School of Isabella, Missouri. Now, the Law Hour is an educational service brought to you in the public interest. I'm your narrator, George Gordon. The Law Hour and Editorial Review is heard nationally and internationally 7 days a week here in the United States and in more than 120 countries worldwide over the Internet. If you'd like more information about the Law Hour and Editorial Review, please visit our webpage at georgegordon.org. Again, that's georgegordon.org. Now, the Law Hour and Editorial Review brings you important information about law, science, education, politics, religion, health, history, economics, news, and current events. So stay tuned for tonight's special report on the federal land banks right after this. You know, once in a while we get a glimpse of the real world through the eyes of an insider like John Swinton. Well, Swinton, back in 1880, was the guest of honor at a banquet given to him by the leaders of his craft. And someone who knew neither the press nor John Swinton offered a toast to the independent press. And Swinton outraged everyone, all of his colleagues, by replying that there is no such thing at this date of world's history in America as an independent press. Now, you know it, and I know it. And there's not one of you who dares to write your honest opinions, and if you did, you know beforehand that it would never appear in print. Now, I'm paid weekly for keeping my honest opinions out of the paper that I'm connected with, and others of you are paid similar salaries for similar things, and any of you who would be so foolish as to write your honest opinions would be out on the streets looking for another job. And if I allowed my honest opinions to appear in one issue of my paper, before 24 hours, my occupation would be gone. The business of a journalist is to destroy the truth, to lie outright, to pervert, to vilify, to fawn at the feet of mammon, and to sell his country and his race for his daily bread. Now you know it, and I know it. And what folly is this toasting of an independent press? We are, he said, the tools and vassals of rich men behind the scenes. We're the jumping jacks, and they pull the strings, and we dance. Our talents, our possibilities, and our lives are all the property of other men. We are intellectual prostitutes. Now, if you'd like more information about private business in our private business school, why don't you call and order our free general law CD package first? That's the place to start. It's a four-hour commentary on the law in general, and it's informative, it's entertaining, it's educational, and it's free. And you can call right now and order one. The number is 417-273-4967. Once more, that's area code 417-273-4967. Now, our business school is also available on compact disc for adult home study, and if you're online, you can go to our website, georgegordon.org. It's georgegordon.org. Click onto the archives page, and you can download that free general law CD package right there, georgegordon.org. Now, I begin today's monologue with this introduction by John Swinton. John Swinton was a journalist. This is back in 1880, now 4 years before the protocols were first published in 1884. And he pointed something out about the press in 1880 in that statement that he made. Remember, that was to a group of his peers, fellow journalists. And, you know, somebody at the meeting, you know, they said, hey, let's have a toast to the independent press. Now, we believe here in America that our press is independent. We have three of them. We have ABC, CBS, and NBC. And NBC is chaired by, in their news department, by a guy named Brian Williams. Hell of a nice guy. Good looking, forthright, all-American. I mean, this is the guy that you want living next door to. On CBS, we have a lady by the name of Katie Couric. God, she reminds me of a cheerleader. Good looking woman. And she just is honest and straightforward. And just, you know, you just can't beat Katie. And then on the other network, ABC, they got a woman on there by the name of Diane Sawyer. Now, Sawyer has been on television for many, many years, and Diane Sawyer is confidence evoking. I mean, when you listen to her, you just believe what she has to say. Now, listen to this little story here. I want to tell you here about the press. This is the 12th protocol that says we shall handle the press in the following manner. Number one, we shall saddle it and keep tight rein upon it. We shall do the same also with other printed matter, for of what use is it to rid ourselves of attacks in the press if we remain exposed to criticism through pamphlets and books? Number two, not one announcement will reach the people save under our supervision. We have attained this at the present time to the extent that all news is received through several agencies in which it is centralized from all parts of the world. Number three, literature and journalism are two most important educational forces, and consequently our government will become the owner of most of the journals. Now, if we permit 10 private journals, we shall organize 30 private journals of our own, and so on. Now, this must not be suspected by the public, for which reason all of the journals published by us will be externally of the most contrary opinions and tendencies, thus evoking confidence in them and attracting our unsuspecting opponents, who thus will be caught in our trap and rendered harmless. boys and girls, you can sit here and talk about the press until hell freezes over. That's already been accomplished. And Americans believe that their press is free because there's three of them. It never occurs to people that, gee, could the same forces, could the same secret societies control all three networks and Fox? The president complains about Fox being opposed to him, the president. Well, then they must be pro-Republican. But what difference does it make if the secret societies control both political parties? And then when we deal with where do the news outlets get their information? Well, they get it from Reuters, UPI, and Associated Press. Did you notice here in the protocol it says, we have attained this at the present time to the extent that all news is received through several agencies in which it is centralized from all parts of the world. UPS, Reuters, and AP. Now, you can sit here and say, well, I don't believe it. Well, but your belief doesn't change anything, and what I'm pointing out to you here is the facts. I mean, these guys have already done this. When you're watching 60 Minutes, you're not seeing 60 Minutes come in here and explain to you and reveal to you what the federal land banks are doing or what the Federal Reserve System is doing to you. You've never seen an expose on there that would explain or which would expose the powers behind the scenes. And that's because the powers behind the scenes control all of the editorial comments that come out of these papers. Now, in the past few years, we've seen a phenomenon in the Internet. In the Internet, you have so far, now the day is coming when they're going to control that too, but so far you have a whole host and plethora of people like me and Bob Chapman and others, you know, that can come on the Internet and say, well, here's what I found. Here, let me tell you the story. Let me tell you what I found out. Now, I see moves in Congress where Google and other big players in the game here, what they want to do is they want to control the input and the output from the Internet. One of these days we'll have to have a license in order to get on the Internet, and one of these days it won't be free. Now, there was a time when the press was free. And right now, the secret societies are having some real problems with the Internet. There's just too much information out there that you people can get hold of that's contrary to what they want you to believe and what they want you to know. And it's a phenomenon, but they're getting a handle on it, and they're getting control of it. And with their control of Congress and the executive branch and the Supreme Court and the news media and the educational system, the public schools and so on, as time progresses along, in fact, there's a prophecy that goes along this line. And I think the Internet is here just expressly for the purpose of God himself to get his message out. And then once he gets through with it, then there's coming a time when the truth, the knowledge of the truth, is going to be suppressed. Yep, it's going to be suppressed. Now, the Bible, the Ten Commandments, and prayer, and the knowledge of God has been suppressed and removed from the public schools. It has been suppressed and removed from the press. It's suppressed and it's been removed from government. And the day is coming when it will be suppressed and removed from the Internet. Now, the powers that be are going to take over the world, and they're going to succeed in their goal. They're going to drive all of you farmers off the land and into the cities. Before this is over, you will line up to get your mark of the beast so that you can get a card, or in this case, the mark will be a chip in your right hand and in your forehead so that you can get into the soup line, so you can get a job, so that you can function in society. Those that don't have this mark of the beast are going to be outlaws. They're going to be hunted like rabid dogs and killed. Well, if they can catch them, they're going to kill them. There will be some survivors. There will be some that get away. If you want to be one of those that gets away, you should start planning today. Don't wait until the ship hits the iceberg. Start planning today. What are you going to do when the mark of the beast comes? How are you going to deal with that? Now, the farmers of America, they're not all dead. There are some farmers in America that are free and clear. Now, remember, they're going to try to suck you guys into debt. If there's any way they can do it, I get offers all the time. They want to loan me money. If they see that you're free and clear, they want to loan you money. Now, so far, I've withstood them. I haven't borrowed anything. You know, I'm free and clear. And I've been teaching my students the same thing. Debt is your Achilles heel. First of all, dealing in Federal Reserve notes is your Achilles heel because they're unjust weights and balances. You want to deal in gold and silver. But even if you're dealing in gold and silver, you don't want to borrow anything. And that's because if your business is profitable, you don't need to borrow. But they're going to appeal to your vanity, jealousy, lust, greed, and fear to see if they can't stimulate you to borrow. So if you can resist that, if you can control your vanity, jealousy, lust, greed, and fear, you might be able to weather the storm. Now, the insurance companies and the commercial banks did not succumb to this temptation. These guys are professionals. The insurance companies never made the mistake of recklessly inflating the value of land. It's impossible to document a single case of an insurance company or private bank anywhere on the Great Plains of engaging in this kind of conduct. Yet the Federal Land Bank at Wichita, Kansas, pulled these shenanigans a dozen times a day at the height of the land boom in the late 1970s and early 1980s. These loan officers, or a loan officer at the bank once said to me, he He said, "You'll never live long enough to see wheat land go below $1,000 an acre." Nowadays, you can buy wheat land all over the Great Plains for less than $400 an acre, except for irrigated land, which is about $750. Now, the idea that land prices would never come down was just not true, but loan officers repeatedly used it as a talking point to convince farmers to plunge helplessly and hopelessly into debt. Now, I have documented the sale of a wheat farm in 1970 for $60,000. In 1980, that same farm sold for $240,000. That's three times as much. Now, in terms of price increases, the land boom of the 1970s was the largest in world history. The federal land banks bear sole responsibility for bringing it on, since the federal government was behind the boom and the resulting collapse. I think it's only fair for the federal government to help the farmers out of this disaster. Hey, disaster? Federal government's going to help you farmers out of it? All right, dream on here, boys and girls, if you think that's ever going to happen. On a more positive note, at least half of America's remaining farmers have never done business with the federal land bank. Hey, that's a positive note, and they never will. Now that they have seen